All right, time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, got a group therapy situation for you.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I, along with our two kids, are going on vacation with another couple and their three kids next week.
Okay.
My husband and I work together where mm-hmm. we met the husband in the other couple. We'll call him Jack.
Okay.
One day, Jack was no longer employed where we work, and the rumors were absolutely insane.
Mm.
Allegedly, he's had an affair with someone else at work, mm. lost his security clearance, mm. and can never return to our place of business.
Mm.
The alleged affair partner was also removed from the company the same day.
Yikes.
The wife is a stay-at-home mom to three kids, doesn't know, and we don't think she even knows he lost his job.
Yikes.
We've asked him, what the heck, dude? And he beats around the bush in his responses. So, do we go on the trip or cancel it? Shannon.
Wow. That's some drama right there.
That's a big life update for that other family.
So okay, pros and cons. Pros, you go on a nice vacation and you get to hang out with some friends.
He probably needs it.
Yeah, he probably does. Cons, it could all come to a head on vacation and you could
yes.
be there to witness everything.
Caught in the middle of it.
Yeah. So, that could be a pretty big con if you're looking at the big picture of everything.
And then... Or maybe you're and then in the role of shielding the kids from all of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the other
it's
thing.
Like, hey,
the kids are coming.
Why don't you come with us and we're going to go over here? Yeah, I mean, we don't know where the vacation is or how long you're planning on being away. I'm assuming maybe it's a week or something like that. And so, you know, if that's the case.
This doesn't feel like the right time to go anywhere at all with this
I mean, you could.
Couple.
But does. Okay.
We don't that the wife even knows that he doesn't have a job anymore.
Yeah.
And do they need to go spend the money on vacation?
That's
a place
them,
that they're staying, yeah.
And they may have a deposit
right.
that's non-refundable.
Well, yes, a lot of those places you have to pay for ahead of time. Oh, gosh.
So...
this is so awkward. I don't think you go. I don't think you go.
But what's the excuse then?
You put it on like something on your end.
Like, oh, hey.
Don't kill any grandpas.
I forgot my grandpa died.
Yeah, don't kill all family members.
Funeral is next week.
This just happened. And yeah, we can't.
Yeah,
we
so what's.
Can't do it.
Okay, all right.
We come up with something that sounds feasible.
But then do you let the wife know? Or I mean, it's all hearsay. Like,
yeah, no. We're not telling you. That's a husband's job to tell his wife that he lost his job, and then that's also up to him if he's gonna say why.
Mm.
They don't get involved in that part. But I don't think that we go on vacation. I don't think it's the right time for.
Well, Kara texts us and says, "Pass the popcorn."
Oh,
so she's recommending. Oh, just continue to go.
Go on the trip and tell us how that goes.
Yeah. Right. That's the update we're looking for. Why don't you go and then tell us what all goes down?
Jen is like, talk to Jack. You got to talk to Jack. Like, look, dude.
Oh. Talk to Jack is the friend.
Yes, because
okay,
he
right.
should know that they know they work together.
Well,
so
yeah, but
that's
doesn't...
a valid question to ask. Like, hey, probably not a great time for you to go on vacation, right?
But didn't she say they've talked to him and he gives, like, little, he beats around the bush and
right.
all that stuff?
Yes, and so I think that's what they just... kind of put their foot down with Jack to say, listen, I don't think it's a good idea to go. We feel uncomfortable with everything that has transpired with the work situation. I don't think we should go.
Now, Leslie says, I say go. It's not the kid's fault or the other family's fault or issues.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right, I guess there's two questions here.
Okay.
How do you bow out if that's what you want to do?
Right.
And then do you let the wife know about the job situation?
That part, no.
Okay.
That is the husband's job.
All right. 502-795-1997. Let us know your thoughts, especially if you've dealt with this sort of awkwardness where, you know, like some friends have lost their job or whatever, and
you're going to be on edge if you go on this trip the whole time, waiting.
And you're not going to be able to relax.
Some
I don't
sort
think.
Of bomb to explode or the other shoe to drop, whatever.
All right, 502-795-1997. Let us know. We'll take some of your stories on the way with group therapy. Group therapy. This is a situation where I thought everybody was going to be agreeing with us. But no.
Don't go.
Yeah. So Shannon getting ready to go on a couple's trip next week. Some drama went down with the other couple where the guy, Jack.
The other husband.
Yeah. The other husband lost his job. And apparently it's because of some cheating scandal that happened at work. Wife doesn't know. And they're planning.
Doesn't know about a couple of things. Doesn't know he lost the job.
Yep.
Or the reason why.
Yep. So they are planning on a trip next week, and she's like,
with like their two kids, the other couple, right. Three kids, like lots. It's a big trip,
right?
Big trip,
right? Right. So, Lisa says, hey, from experience, the wife's not going to hear her husband is cheating until she wants to,
right?
Would talk to Jack and explain how awkward the situation is. He either needs to come clean or he needs to bow out. It's not everyone else's kids. Pay for Jack's stupid behavior.
Oh yeah, there a lot of people are saying don't punish the kids. They've been looking forward to the vacation.
Yeah, Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show all the time. What's your thought on this?
First things first, you go on the vacation.
Really?
You have to have listen to me. Listen, hear me out. You got to have a conversation with Jack, saying, look, I don't know what's going on at work wise. It's not my business. It's not our business. You do you, whatever. But we're going on this vacation. We're not going to bring it up. The kids don't need to suffer because of Jack's mistake, number one. Kelly's 100% right, number two. It's up to Jack to tell his wife why he's not working, what happened. That's nobody else's business, not your circus, not your monkeys. Go on the vacation. Enjoy it. Relax. Have a good time. It's not your issue.
Okay.
Be done with it.
That is unexpected from you, I got to be honest.
All right.
But I like it. It's refreshing. No.
Andrew, the love doctor. All right. Thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving.
All right.
Now, AJ is rolling and saying the working couple is going to be expected to pick up Jack's tab on a frequent basis. That could get expensive, also ruin a friendship.
Oh,
like maybe Jack's on the side going to be like, hey, buddy, can you spot me?
Hey, I just lost my job.
Why. Yes.
Can you get the ice cream this time?
Yeah.
Amy, what's your take?
Look, we now all know that vacations usually have drama. I would not cancel a vacation with your kids because of another couple's problems.
All vacations have drama, she says.
Wow.
I would say go, have fun, and if anything comes up, you guys take your kids, slip away. Hey, we're going to go do something else, and leave it at that. Let them deal with their thing. Jack needs to come clean with his wife. I say absolutely do not tell her.
No.
Like, it's not your business. Yes. Stay out of that.
But correct.
I would go, have fun, and if anything arises, go do your own thing. And maybe if it comes up, you guys offer to take their three kids so that they can hash it out. That would be something that would be helpful.
All right, thank you,
Amy. That's kind of what I was thinking might happen if they do go on the trip, is that at some point, something's going to blow up, and then that maybe they're there to herd the kids away, go take them to do something fun while mommy and daddy work some stuff out.
Then we get like texts like this that say, hey, if it were me in this position, my husband were allegedly cheating, I would want to know.
Yep. No, we're not telling her that.
I don't think I would leave it up to the husband to confess.
No, that's his job.
He's already avoiding the topic with friends.
Yeah.
So the probability that he'll spill it to his wife is very low.
Oh, boy.
But I'd go on the trip because I'm assuming everything else is paid for and the kids don't deserve a cancellation.
Oh, God.
So,
again, we don't know certain factors, like did they pay for everything already?
Yeah.
How much money are they going to be out?
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's literally next week. So.
Are we saying just go? I was saying no.
I was saying no, too, because I thought there's no way.
But now maybe.
We kind of weren't considering the kids.
Yeah, I never considered kids.
And you, well, they took time off of work, right?
Because
they still have their jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So, all right. So, yeah, sure, go.
And then go. Please document anything that happens and let us know.
And then Mickey rolls in. It's honestly amazing to me how often that love doctor guy can be wrong.
Don't attack Andrew.
Mickey says, under no circumstances do you go on that trip. You tell him how awkward it is, and it isn't anyone's best interest to be a part of actively withholding information like that from his wife. Yeah, see, that would be the most awkward thing, is that all of a sudden, Shannon and her husband are privy to everything. And,
right.
And it's like three against one.
Right.
We all are know something,
and
then
the wife
she's
is in the dark.
Out. Yeah, and that would be really tough.
But again, that is other husband's job position.
Yes.
To tell his wife what is going on in their life.
Which is why, even though everyone is saying go on the trip, I think you should not.
Andrew the Love Doctor feels attacked, by the way.
Oh, he just texted in. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
By the way, Jess said go on the trip with your family. Stay away from that drama. You want to expose your kids potentially to all that. Like, what if something does come to a head?
All right. I say
a lot to think about.
I say still don't go. I know a lot of people are like, oh, think of the kids, all that stuff.
Right.
But whatever. They're young. They'll recover. It's fine. You can just say, hey, let's, instead of going on that trip, we're just going to go to Southern Indiana. How's that?
We're going to Southern Indiana on a trip. I'm
we're
guessing
go
there's a
the
beach
bridge,
involved.
Kids.
They probably don't have a beach there. That's all I'm saying.
Anyways, all right. Good luck. Keep us posted. Let us know what you want to do, what you end up doing, because it's next week.
Lexi from LA is saying, "Love doctors, completely correct. Not your circus, not your monkeys. Go on the trip."
All right, whatever. You can listen to the Peanut Gallery and go. Or you can listen to me.
Either way.
And say no.
We need for you to let us know what is happening.
All right.
Before you go on the trip, if you're going to go.
Yeah. And then what happens afterwards, exactly.
If you go.
If you do. All right. Thank you for that. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.